Australia is home to some of the most extraordinary wildlife on the planet, from the mountain pygmy possum tucked away in alpine regions to tiny marsupials darting through the underbrush. But how well do we really know them? A recent study by Patrick Finnerty and researchers from the University of Sydney and Deakin University suggests we're losing touch. Many Australians aren't spending time in nature, and as a result, we're missing out on understanding the very species that make our ecosystems so unique. His team also maps out where these animals live and how we can observe them without causing harm or stress. Racer's Edge reporter Thomas Scutis speaks to Patrick Finnerty, postdoctoral research fellow in conservation and wildlife management at the University of Sydney, to find out more.
So tell me, what sparked your interest in showcasing these particular wildlife spots? Was there a moment that really stuck with you doing this?
Oh, look, it kind of came from some preliminary work we did looking at something called nature deficit disorder. And what this simply means is that people, especially in cities, becoming less and less connected with green spaces. You know, they're getting out into national parks and into reserves less. And this is having some flow-on ramifications all the way through to people's mental and physical well-being. So our thinking around this article was not only to, showcase the beautiful animals and landscapes of Australia, but also to provide people with a kind of list of top-hitting areas where they can go and observe some of the beautiful species we have pretty close to their backyards, to try and get them out into these green spaces and excited about these species.
Australia's got some pretty wild creatures. Which one surprised you the most when you saw it up close?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I don't know if the surprise is quite the right word there, but rather excited. You know, I wasn't as surprised as to see these animals in their natural habitats, rather more excited to see some rarer species. And some of the key ones, especially in this article around mountain pygmy possums, are these tiny little marsupials. They've got pouches just like the rest of our marsupials do, but they're the cutest little things, and they hibernate under the snow in winter, and just the most amazing creatures. And to see them in the flesh in Kosciuszko National Park, I would say it's probably the most exciting species I've seen on that list there. Yeah, good question.
Some of these places sound wonderful from what you've said in the article. How did you go about choosing these places? Was it more finding out about the story behind them or the science point of view?
I suppose it's a bit of both. It was a collective effort. It was a collaborative article with Ewan Ritchie from Deakin and Reese, my colleague here at the University of Sydney, Reese Cairncross. And we kind of put our brains together as wildlife ecologists and said, okay, which are the top spots that are we most fond of, I suppose, or have the best memories of working in or are currently working in, that we can showcase on this conversation article. And so putting our heads together, we have expertise from Ewan all the way up in the tropics of Queensland and Reese to Western New South Wales. Ewan also in Victoria, and my specialty is in kind of the Alpine Kosciuszko National Park region of Australia. So this is how we can compile the list. We kind of just sat together and said, you know, let's put down 10 of the top areas we think people can go and view wildlife.
And looking at the animals from your experience, did you have any personal favourite species from the list?
Oh, look, again, going back to my kind of research areas in Kosciuszko National Park, I'm always drawn to the species there. The mountain pygmy possum, for sure. But, you know, Gangang cockatoos are mentioned in that article, which are just the most amazing birds. And if people haven't gotten out to the alpine regions of Australia and seen these cockatoos, or not even know that these cockatoos exist, I really highly recommend going out and trying to see a Gangang in the flesh. They're just the most beautiful birds. So, yeah, I would highly recommend that species, yeah.
Did you have any conversations with people on the field or hear about the stories?
I mean, luckily enough, I've been working with people who are in the field a lot. You know, I work a lot with national park rangers and and their tech staff, and these people are out in the environments, you know, pretty much every day, which allows them to kind of build, as you said, a plethora of stories around species in these environments. I suppose no direct examples of them coming across these species in any particular encounter, but more stories around, you know, seeing the recovery of species in some of these ecosystems, or seeing these species act their ecosystem functions in the flesh. You know, seeing alpine dingoes scavenge or predate, or seeing mountain pygmy possums in flowers and pollinating, or just all of those things that are indicative of a healthy ecosystem. Stories like that from these people who are out in these ecosystems, I think, are probably the most worthwhile takeaways from these ecosystems. Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you.
So, well, you're welcome. So how accessible are these places for everyday Aussies? Do you have to be a camper, or can you get families on the action for a holiday?
No, they're very accessible. I suppose some of the more marine examples we gave require you putting on a pair of swimmers and a pair of goggles and getting out and going for a swim. But, you know, other regions, they're completely accessible. You can drive to these locations and you can pull up and go for a walk in these national parks and potentially see some of these animals. But some of the examples we gave in that article as well are really close to home in terms of cities. We talked about going up and just sitting on the cliffs and in Sydney and looking out and looking for whales, and they're migrating now. So people in Sydney now can go and sit on, you know, the cliffs at Clovelly and look at and look for breaching baby whales. Or we gave examples down in Victoria as well, where there's some wetlands around Melbourne where people can go with a pair of binoculars and look out for birds. So no, they're very accessible, and I can highly recommend people going out and just taking a look.
Going on to the topic of conservation, there's a lot of talk about conservation. Did you get a sense of how these areas are being protected, or what risk there is?
Yeah, so I suppose it varies across the areas we were talking about. In national parks, obviously, conservation is a very high value, and these areas are restricted from development, etc., just because they are some beautiful places. So conservation in that regard is pretty good in terms of national parks. But in other areas closer to cities, what I was talking about just previously, these areas are obviously under a little more threat than these national park areas. However, in cities, we're seeing, you know, a revital or an increase in thinking around protecting green spaces and allowing species to recover in cities in that regard as well. So in terms of conservation, it varies across the board from the areas we talked about. And there's always threats, you know, invasive species and fragmentation. But we're slowly seeing more and more of these species recover in these ecosystems, and conservation mindsets becoming more forthright in people's minds, not only in cities but in broader landscapes as well. So I suppose one takeaway of this article, Thomas, is just to show people that these areas exist, and to try and get them thinking about, hey, we need to start protecting these areas as well.
Yes, absolutely. And if someone's never really explored this side of Australia before, where would you tell them to start?
There's
a lot of interesting places here.
there are. Again, this is just my bias showing, but I would tell people to go immediately up to Kosciuszko National Park any time of year. I mean, come in winter and you get that beautiful snow coverage and the most amazing kind of landscapes. Come in spring and you get the wildflowers and, you know, the paper daisies and the billy buttons everywhere. And come in summer and you've got the most amazing playground for hiking and bike riding, etc. So if I could recommend anywhere to go on that list, I'd say get straight up to Kosciuszko and take a look for yourself.
Patrick Finity, postdoctoral research fellow in conservation and wildlife management at the University of Sydney, speaking there with Racers Edge reporter Thomas Cootes, and ending that report.